everybody. It's weird. I think something that I said before I clicked the mic on actually snuck into the outgoing audio stream there for a second. That was fun.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, everybody. It's Monday, and guess who's here with us? Fuzzle Faggot Ridge. It's Mr. Skullhead.
Woo, Mr. Skullhead.
All right. I was hoping that guy would turn up.
Yeah. It's been a while since we heard anything from him.
Yeah, freshly back from the UK and all the anarchy therein.
How was that? Do you have any stories with which to regale us?
It was anarchic. I saw We Will Rock You. That was entertaining. You see, the post-apocalyptic musical with Queen lyrics and songs being sung by a big Broadway cast. That was kind of entertaining. And, I don't know, France kind of sucked. All I can really say about France is that it was really expensive and everyone was rude, and that just seems like the quintessential thing that every dumbass American tourist says about France, but it is true. Things were expensive and just about everyone was rude. But I got to climb Notre Dame and shout Sanctuary from the top, so that was good.
Huh. Maybe that's why they were rude to you, because you were a douchebag. Maybe not.
No,
maybe
they
were rude to you for some other reason.
Yeah, dude, I'm a douchebag here, and people aren't rude to me. Except you. And you're allowed to because you sex me up.
Oh, right. So, yeah. Well, that makes me really look forward to my trip to France.
Tour de France?
We're leaving in a couple days. I don't know what's going to happen on the Thursday show. I don't have a good sense of what the timeline is like. This whole DeLorean going 88 miles an hour over the ocean thing always freaks me out. We get there at like 8 in the morning, I guess on Thursday. So then 22 hours after that is when, or 21 hours after that is when we're supposed to do a radio show.
Huh.
Maybe we'll make it. I'll see. I'm told that our levels might be a little weird. We'll see if it continues to be an issue. I'll also bring my mic closer to my face so that even if you're if you are especially loud, then I'll at least be equally loud.
Is that what they're saying, that I'm especially loud?
They're saying yeah. Fusiliban is saying that you're louder than the rest of us, but we'll see what happens.
I'll tuck it back a little bit. We decided to set our mic volumes relative to penis size, with the loudest being the largest, and so.
Right. Yeah, I don't have any way to respond to that. I do have a tiny penis.
Except to say, you're tough but fair.
PyGuy259 asks the eternal question, really. Would you rather slowly transform into a gelatinous cube or change your name to Tiffany Girl Pants? Girly Pants, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I think I'd rather change my name to Tiffany Gelatinous Pants as I slowly changed into a girly cube. Madeline says, will we ever get mid-combat equipment switching? I doubt it.
Hmm. I do like that idea that we had on the back burner for mid-combat familiar switching, though.
Although that would just be everyone would do it every combat. All the time, they would use a starfish for 29 rounds of combat, and then switch to a volleyball at the end to get their stats. Anyway, it would have to be limited pretty significantly, or
that would roll out with our other plan to make combats arbitrarily long, like move the turn.
Arbitrarily long, like they can just go on as long.
Make them of random and arbitrary lengths between 20 and 30 turns.
20 and 75 turns.
Yeah.
How about 5 and 5?
Right.
A random value between 5 and 5. That's how many rounds combat lasts from now. Okay. Radio ANJ says, in the text, Stradella waves you over. Hey, you with a face. Come here. Listen, you're looking for a way to prove yourself in the Brotherhood, right? I don't know why. Edward G. Robinson is the female in this game.
Well, since the Disco Bandit has exactly the same speech,
right? I'm gonna fix that actually. Prove yours. He searched for. Damn it! Hey, you with the face? Aha! There it is.
what's it, department or something? Yep.
All right, thank you for finally pointing out exactly where that is so that I can exactly fix it. All right. Putinesca says, since the change to choice adventures a while ago, the notes section has become a very bad place to store notes on the game because you can't get to them when you hit a choice adventure. Can you fix this, please? Huh. I suppose I could make that. I could make the quest log page.
Permissible.
Yeah, accessible. Because certain stuff is, like the character pane is and stuff, so... Yeah, I don't see why not. I don't know if that's like a quick change or not, though, so I'm not going to try and do it right now. Bob says, I cannot seem to get the new guild quest to open. I'm level 7 now and I've completed the meat car quest. The guy keeps telling me there's nothing going on. Is my ascension defective? Oh, never mind, I was talking to the wrong guy. That's sneaky, I wasn't going to talk to her again after she snubbed me.
Yep.
People seem to be having that problem.
Yeah.
I wonder why. What do you suppose it is that makes people just not click? They will repeatedly click on the guy that's their class.
Yeah.
But they will not... They seem to click on the other guy once and then believe that there is not anything.
Yeah, that there's never going to be anything there. I don't really know how to fix that.
Yeah, because that's such a strange thing to believe, that like this person is standing in the guild to do you no good.
For no reason, yeah.
Although there is a guy in the guild for no reason now. For everyone, I mean, the same class guy is there for no reason.
At the moment, yeah.
If we do that thing that we were talking about, that, I mean, and I guess this isn't particularly spoilery, but we were talking the other day, or maybe yesterday as we were walking somewhere, about putting in a thing where once per login on the top of the main page, it checks to see if you have any quests that would be available to you if you just talk to the right NPC and says, hey, you looking for something to do? Why not talk to the Council of Loathing? Or why not talk to what's-his-name in your guild? Or, you know, why not see if somebody in town has any goodies for you to purloin? That wouldn't be a good one because that wouldn't actually mean anything relative to any of the quests. But I think that might help, you know, nudge people in the right direction who weren't sure where stuff is.
Yeah.
This game is getting big.
Yeah.
This game is getting complicated.
We can make some little yellow exclamation points to put over characters' heads.
It's true. Uber Noodle Boy says...
That wouldn't be derivative at all.
No, no. Did you see that... That I forget what it was. It was an article on some website about this guy who like went out dressed in a wizard robe and he was asking random people who walked by on the street if they would take this scroll down to this woman like a block away, and then when they did, she would like give them 50 cents or something. Like,
yeah,
real life questing, and hardly anybody did it.
I would totally do that. That's excellent.
Yeah. Uber Noodle Boy says, "I have an anchor in my pants section." You probably have no clue about what I'm referring. Check around 1:22:15 in your Thursday the 25th show. No, I know what you're talking about. They were talking about having the word pants at the top be a link to the pants section.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which would, of course, be done with an HTML anchor. HTML anchor? I hardly know her. Snazerton says, "Hello, you guys. Have you guys ever played StarCraft? It is by far the best game ever. I like to Zerg rush newbies on Battle.net. Then I feel good about myself."
What is this StarCraft?
Zerg rush. Kek, 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 kek.
The only RTS I ever really enjoyed at all was Myth: The Fallen Lords, and that was partially because there was no resource management. Like, the only resource you had to deal with was your guys, because like all the guys. However many guys you had left alive at the end of the level, that's how many guys you had for the next level.
Oh, right.
Because they were permanent throughout the story.
I think that I only like the resource management section of RTSs. Like, right. I like the idea of RTSs. I like, you know, base building and stuff. I would play an RTS that you never did anything except, like, build a stronghold and then defend it. Like, or, you know, just a series of missions in a StarCraft campaign where you just had to defend a base. Like, that's what I enjoy.
Huh.
I don't like the, I don't like having to sort of...
Yeah, I guess I can get behind that.
It gets too complicated. I don't have to fight on, like, a bunch of fronts at the same time, yeah. You know? Like, be managing a big attacking force while I'm defending my base.
Yeah, I could see that. Maybe it's just that I could deal with a game that consisted of one or the other, but not both at the same time.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked StarCraft back in the day. I couldn't ever... It was too hard for me. I could never even beat the, like, human campaign without cheating. Mm-hmm. And then by that time, I was like, you know, once you've cheated through a couple of missions, it's like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to cheat through every mission. Or I am, at least, because I'm addicted to cheating. Uber Noodleboy says, I believe that in Castilian Spanish, X is pronounced like H, so Bruxa is a legitimate spelling of Bruja. Oh, wait. Oh, no, wait. No, okay, don't read this. I was like, don't read this on the radio. Ah, damn it. And then after that is what he doesn't want me to read.
I see.
Glebe says, we should get some kind of Koopa-themed turtle shield in 8-bit. We were going to put a turtle in there.
I still think we should.
Yeah, so should I not spoil the...
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Okay, not going to spoil the awesome, funny joke. Bimani Freak says, shouldn't you not be able to wield a shield with juggling balls? 3 in 1 hand is pretty effing tough. Just saying. Yeah, but they convey, when you put them in your hand, the awesome juggling ability necessary to juggle 3 at a time.
Plus, I mean... Well, no, never mind. I was thinking of something else.
Oh. I mean, go on. I frequently have 2 balls in one hand. Hitler frequently had 1 ball in one hand. That's because Hitler sucks at everything.
I frequently have 3 balls in one hand, but they're not all mine. When I get together for my circle jerks with Hitler.
Right. In one hand, huh?
Yeah.
It's really...
We have to stand really close together.
Yeah. ACM says, asparagus definitely has an effect on the smell of urine. In fact, I don't think it's possible that Jake could be an exception to this, as opposed to just having a crappy sense of smell. The molecule asparagine is a byproduct of digestion of the vegetable, and it's volatile, meaning it tends to move into the air.
It gets its own chemical named after it? Dang.
Awesome.
But what he says then, Wikipedia says that only some people find the smell effect. That is true. There are people who can eat asparagus all they want without their pee smelling funny.
Really? My pee smells funny a lot, and so I don't... And, I wonder if that's something like that whole kidney stone thing made me wonder if maybe I just have,
maybe
like,
it's just
weird...
your crotch that smells funny.
I don't think it's my crotch, because it's like the toilet still smells like that after I've peed in it from across the room.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, that's what I do. So I can always tell when it smells, because there's like this, you know, line of smell all the way across my bathroom.
Yeah, deep, too.
Yeah, you two old feller. Peeing off the bridge, one of them says he reckons the water's cold, and the other one reckons it's deep. Jump the Shark says, you better believe it comes from a Mrs. Butterworth's ad. It tastes so good, but does she only talk to kids? You better believe it.
But why? How did that get started in relation to us?
Yeah, I don't know.
I always figured that there are people who just... somebody has to generate memes, and those are people. We had one of them playing our game.
Do you think they get paid for that?
I think Mrs. Butterworth awesome, is the same as Aunt Jemima. Yeah, Mrs. Butterworth is like a stuffy British nanny, right?
I don't know. Well,
it's
I
hard to tell. I mean, she has the same skin color.
Right.
But she's also a bottle of maple syrup, which is going to be one color pretty much.
Right. What was the... there was some Mystery Science Theater that I saw where they were talking about, like, Mrs. Butterworth eloping with Frangelico.
I don't remember that. I just remember
I thought it was funny.
The guy hiding, like, trying to hide from the bad guys behind the bar. And they say, you could put on a robe and be Frangelico.
Maybe they made some comment about Mrs. Butterworth after that. Yeah. Because I could have sworn that they made that connection and not... ACM says, hey, you can like Scrubs all you want, but not by way of disparaging MASH. Sure, there's hokey and slapstick in the latter, and Scrubs is generally more creative in those ways, but MASH also had all kinds of other levels. Personal, political, universal. Holds up very well across time. Maybe I haven't seen enough of Scrubs to see more of their touching or thoughtful moments, but I get an overall sense of it as being much more cartoonish, despite the fact that both are theoretically saving lives. I don't know.
I would argue that MASH is a better show than Scrubs. Not to say that Scrubs is a bad show, but... MASH just had a little more heft to it.
I don't think I ever made a like a comparative value judgment. I say I definitely like Scrubs more than I like MASH. Mm. And a lot of that is because I just kind of don't like Alan Alda.
Wow. How could you not like Alan Alda? That's just...
I like watching interviews with Alan Alda. I liked Alan Alda in Flirting with Disaster, which is this weird movie that I don't really understand why no one has ever seen it.
Isn't that the one where Mary Tyler Moore shows her boobs and she's like... Or is walking around in lingerie or something at age 50? Or
maybe. Because, yeah, I believe she's in it as the... Ben Stiller's in it and Tia Carrere and one of the Arquettes.
Is it one of the lesser Arquettes?
No.
Alexis?
It's the one who was in True Romance. What, Patricia?
Who's the pretty one?
I don't know. I think Patricia Arquette is kind of pretty.
The one who was in True Romance is kind of pretty. But then there's the one who's got all the piercings in Pulp Fiction, who even without the piercings isn't particularly attractive.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I can't really picture that. Well, you know, I kind of can. But yeah, you know, I whatever. I like Scrubs better than MASH, but I'm not going to be all like MASH sucks. I'm, you know, like MASH has Alan Alda in it. Plus the movie MASH was, I don't know. I kind of Alan Alda, I think, especially bugs me because he just wasn't. He wasn't nearly what he could have been based on his character in the movie.
Oh, you know, see, I hated the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, is that because you were familiar with the TV show and like
touch sensitive lamp next to me and part of my ridiculously fidgety personality is I constantly am running my hands over stuff. So the lights in here are just gonna strobe.
Huh. We got some kind of problems going on with the connection. I don't know if it's just the crappy internet here or what. This says encoding resumed, but we may be down on the 64K. I have to wait for somebody to confirm it. Fusilla Ben says we're skipping and breaking up, and it's not the stream buffering. Okay, now this claims that we're back in the saddle, encoding-wise, so we will hope. Now, though, my SSH session didn't disconnect. Oh, wait, yes, it did. It just didn't tell me. Nope, I guess it didn't. Slow on me says, Jick, be honest, are you responsible for the movie Hound Dog? No, it's just they decided to originally name the movie after my band, the Untitled Dakota Fanning Rape Project, which was named after the Alan Parsons Project, only Alan Parsons is kind of a dick. I have no idea who Alan Parsons
that's
is.
Bastard. I'm just kidding.
Minor Annoyance says, Jick, I think you put too much thought into the stereotypes in Serenity/Firefly. The Jewish guy didn't really betray them because the operative made it a do-this-or-I'll-kill-you situation. I never even considered that he was a willing participant. And the black guy threatening to rape Kaylee, he just knows the easiest way to neutralize threats. Now, I didn't have a problem with that guy. Hot Stuff's housemate said he initially had a problem. Yeah. I don't know, man. I just don't... There was no reason that guy had to be so Jewish. It seemed to me to be a caricature, and I feel like I'm not offended by it. I just was like, you know, I'm surprised that nobody else is offended by this.
Hmm.
I remember a long time ago seeing some... I think the first time I became aware of the entire concept of anti-Semitism was, like... And now we got it back.
I knew we should have gone to the hotel.
Yeah. I don't know. This hasn't happened the other 6 times we broadcast from here. 5.
Oh, did I mention that I have an aura that neutralizes Wi-Fi?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's shared between a whole bunch of people here, so who knows what's going on otherwise elsewhere in the house. Lilla says, can Doc Galactic Quest open whenever you're able to open up the Tower Quest in your guild? That way we're not waiting forever to get cheap stuffs. Oh, is that somehow... Did we change the way that works?
I'm sorry, what?
Where does the stuff from Doc Galactic's quest go?
One's...
Like harem and...
Harem, the cemetery, and... what's the third one?
Did you used to be able to get Doc's quest earlier? Or...
I think so.
I don't know much about Doc's quest.
I feel like the... I feel like the cemetery previously opened earlier. Alright, Fusilaband is suggesting that I disconnect and reconnect to the 64K server, so if that happens again, I will try it. I will pay attention to it. I don't know, I'll look at that. And Proxymoxie says, why are heart necklaces only wearable after Cheesley splitting it in two? Can they be made wearable to satisfy everything narcissism, please?
Well, if you want to be narcissistic, you can send half the necklace to yourself.
Oh, yeah. And wear, I mean, both halves.
That's even more narcissistic than it would be just to wear the entire thing.
That would be if there were some way that you could indicate that you had done that, you know, especially in real life, you could get the heart necklace and not only wear both halves of it, but have it obvious to people that you had taken one piece and mailed it to yourself anonymously.
With a tiny scrap of paper inside it that said, please send us a lock of your hair by return post.
Right.
Oh, anyway, Cyan220 is talking about the non-elemental postmancer things. I mean, they are just physical. You know, it's not like they're magical nails made out of force. They're just nails, you know. Sometimes a nail is just a nail. Chickens Are Fluffy says, when you were a kid in-game, was the Degrassi Book Depository the library you went to that's also mentioned in the text you get when you can't get into the haunted library? A book depository is not the same as a library, is it?
I pictured the book depository just in complete ignorance when I heard about the book depository where they crowned the King of Cuba, or where Lee Harvey Oswald was, as just a place where books are stored rather than... You know, like big dusty stacks of books instead of...
Because it is specifically the school book depository.
Right, so it's
it?
Like
right,
the state of Texas used it as like a warehouse for their
unused
textbooks. Oh, let's see.
Oh, Enter the Wampus says it's demon ninjas are the third thing in that quest.
Mm, okay, well, I think that you can probably get into that quest even earlier. Okay, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he used to give you the quest when the cemetery opened... And now he doesn't give it to you until after the cemetery opens because we made the cemetery open earlier. Or did we make the cemetery open earlier?
I don't know. I'm not sure when it opened before.
Huh. Well, Fusilaband says that we seem to have a better connection now, so we'll see what does happen.
Good deal.
Let's see. I'm going to search in this code for... What's it? Start quest. So you gotta be level 5. Apparently. Yeah. You have to be level 5. And you have to have access to the knob. Mr. Skullhead, do you have access to the knob?
Just the one. I gotta say, knob better.
Bob333 says, does the doppelbadger drop mushrooms more often than the regular one? All both times I had one, it did. I think all both of those times were just coincidences.
Yeah, they both work off the same counter. I know that.
Yep, they do. And the code is exactly the same.
Yep.
Jupiter says, can you make it so we can belete stores? Some of those store names are annoying, obnoxious, spammy, or all of the above. I could see maybe having him not show up in the list if they're on your ignore list. I don't know that everyone would want that behavior by default, and I don't know that it merits a account menu option either.
So you can still see someone's store if you have them ignored?
I believe so, yeah. They can choose to not allow people on their ignore list to shop at their store. You know,
right.
That's kind of a bigger deal.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see just deciding to make it so you can no longer see people's stores if you have them deleted. I can't imagine a whole lot of people would be upset or even notice. It would mostly just give people the opportunity to, you know, if there was a store name that offended them. Like Vaginal Blood Farts.
Right.
I can't imagine why that would offend anybody.
No, because that's just brilliant.
Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, what news on the pea shooter? Probably never happened.
What was that?
The thing to turn the pirate pelvis into the irate Elvis.
Oh, right.
The Devirginizer says, did you see the news today? Oh, boy. He didn't say, oh, boy, I did. That eBay will be automatically unlisting all virtual property auctions. No more buying World of Warcraft gold or KOL meat. Yeah, you know, they say that, and the Kingdom of Loathing stuff all still seems to be there.
Yeah, I looked at that just 10 or 15 minutes ago.
Maybe they just don't know about us. I mean, I bet if you emailed them and said, hey, I'm an online game, then they'd add you to their list.
I mean, do we want them to?
I don't know.
Because I personally kind of, you know, I never bothered taking any action on it before. I just, I don't know. Little Leon Worth says, is there a way to put Kmail in your save folder that wasn't your outbox? No, I thought there was. I tried it, but there's not. I should probably make it so that that works. I think it's probably just a matter of the query failing, because it's thinking that you're supposed to get it from the inbox instead of the outbox. But, yeah, that presently does not work, and it doesn't say that it's not working, and it doesn't act like it's not something that you'd be able to do, so that should probably get fixed. As far as that eBay thing, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, Riff doesn't like the idea of people selling our stuff on eBay.
Anyway. I don't like the idea of people making a profit off of our creative juices when they're playing the game for free. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts that 90% of the people that do that don't donate.
Right.
Dollars to donuts are fairly shitty odds, though.
Oh, okay.
You know, if it was like 2-1...
I have to update that phrase then, don't I?
I mean, donuts are more valuable than dollars at this point.
Did that phrase originate in a time when donuts were worth
probably
significantly
like
less 50s, than a dollar?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it's an old one.
I wonder how much a donut cost. I just think of everything as costing a nickel back in the day.
Right.
Back when I was your age, a loaf of bread cost a nickel.
I can kind of see, though, that on one of the auctions, a guy had a disclaimer that says, you know, this is the property of Asymmetric, blah, blah, blah. You're not buying the actual item. The value that is in this item is not intrinsic, but is due to the time and effort that it took me to acquire it. So it's just like you're paying me to do the work for you rather than you're paying me for the item.
I mean, and it just
seems
like,
kind of makes sense.
I read the entire Slashdot discussion, right? And it's like, you know, every time somebody's like, well, you can't sell it, it's not your property. You know, you can't sell your World of Warcraft character, it's not your property, it's Blizzard's property. And they say, well, you know, what I'm selling them is my password, which is my property. You know, that's not copyrighted by Blizzard. They don't even know what it is. You know, and it's like, there's no way that they're going to stop it. It just seems like what they're doing is they're trying to avoid liability if something ever does go down. I mean, I don't think that Blizzard is ever going to go after them. You know, I think that they would just, you know, delete people's accounts. Huh. The eBay thing also says Fusiliban is kind of sketchy because there are reports of delistings, and Slashdot has an email from their spokesman, but there's no official notice of it yet anywhere, which is weird. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, okay, so is it legal then? Is it within the terms of service on eBay to say, okay, I'm selling this pencil, and, you know, with this pencil, just to prove that it works, I'm going to include a sheet of paper with the username and password for a level 60 epic shaman on World of Warcraft,
right?
You know? I mean, because it doesn't seem like it, right? Like, you could definitely get around that. If there was sort of, like, consensus on how you were going to have, just as a community, this is how we're selling accounts on eBay now. I don't know that there's any, you know, sort of central place that those people sit and talk and could come up with that kind of consensus. But, I mean, would it be against the rules for me to sell something on eBay and just have WoW level 60 epic shaman in the title for no reason, you know? And then, like, oh, click on this link for additional information about the auction, and then an offsite thing that says, oh, yeah, by the way, if you buy this... You know, if you buy this paperclip, I'll also give you my shaman. Like, you know, it just seems like they're making people jump through ridiculous hoops to do something that they're going to do anyway, and eBay is just sort of, oh, yeah, I guess we don't want a cut of this. Somebody was talking about selling, like, since this came out, somebody had sold a World of Warcraft character and got it, put the thing up, it was immediately bought out. Then eBay emailed him saying that the auction had been delisted, even though he had already gotten the money from the guy. Huh. So the only thing that happened was that eBay didn't get their cut, except they did through PayPal, because eBay owns PayPal, but they made that.
That's weird.
So, let's see. eBay policy, says Fusiliban, has always been the seller must be the owner of the underlying intellectual property or authorized to distribute it by the intellectual property owner. But apparently they're now interpreting this as the IP of the game companies in question. I don't believe that a character represents intellectual property.
Huh.
I mean, I believe that the drawing of the model of the character represents intellectual property, the code that renders it, you know, but it's a row in a database. Like, I don't think that counts. Isn't, you know, Blizzard does not have a copyright on my specific character. I don't think that's what the word intellectual property means.
No, and I think that's definitely a the term is being misused, but arguably what they're selling is access to that character, and that's, I mean, I could see Blizzard as rightfully claiming that they're the ones that get to control that.
If you're, where is your character information stored for World of Warcraft?
I mean, it's on their servers.
Yeah, because I mean, especially for Kingdom, all of the data is stored on our site, so it seems like somebody's character really does belong to us, because all of the data that comprises that character is, we have to pay to store it.
Yeah, I mean,
not that we pay an amount so significant that we're tweaking out about.
It is our data. I don't think that it's our intellectual property. Because right. I don't think that's what intellectual property means.
It's really hard to rip off our intellectual property because we offer it for free.
Yeah.
I don't know. My main objection to people doing the eBay auctions, and especially with the account selling, is those tend to end up in my inbox if they go awry.
Yeah.
And I always, I hate having to actually do any work.
Just, buying a World of Warcraft account, they can take it back from you just as easily as they can a Kingdom of Loathing account,
Yeah.
I mean, I can see why Blizzard would want to say, don't do this, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like a secondary economy is not necessarily bad for a game. But maybe it is. I mean, maybe that's, a lot of people would argue that it is. A lot of people would argue that Chinese gold farmers are a very, very bad thing for World of Warcraft. I suppose, people who make 1,000 multis, send all the meat to a guy, sell it on eBay, that's bad for us, right? Because it just introduces a whole bunch of resources into the game, at no cost to the people who are actually creating them.
Yeah.
Fineldar says, when wearing x-ray glasses while fighting skeletons, it should just show a blank image and say, you're fighting a skeleton. Really? A skeleton? Are you sure it isn't nothing? But why wouldn't you be able to just see the skeleton normally? I think you can. Hogula says, how would you guys feel about making the comic chameleon occasionally find familiar equipment after combats, the way the troll drops carols and the badger drops mushrooms? Granted, there's little to no narrative explanation for the chameleon's ability to find familiar equipment randomly strewn about the landscape, but then again, what's the narrative explanation for its existing ability to steal Gravy Fairy from Susie, despite that if you train a Gravy for 10 turns, she says she's got nothing for them? Oh, that's a bug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were planning on taking those out.
Oh. Blah, blah, blah. QOV, more stuff about experiments about asparagus and pea.
That's awesome.
Crazy Man says, can you make the starter items have a bonus when they're wielded by the class that they were given to? I kind of don't want the starter items to have any enchantments on them. Because they don't, do they, now?
I don't think so,
Sure they don't have any enchantment on them. Dumbass says, can you make our karma level stay the same when we leave and re-enter a clan? What happens when you leave and are whitelisted to the same clan? You when you whitelist somebody, can't you give them a specific amount of karma? I don't remember how that works. No. If you're in a clan and you're in a situation where you're actually using the karma, just don't leave the clan. That's how it's gotta go. MattHater83 is all I don't know, spoilery, and I don't understand his question anyway. Putineska says, the rift is much less useful as you can't get into it at level 4 anymore. You have to be level 5 and do some dirty work. Okay, so the dirty work is fun, but how does it relate to the rift? What do you mean, how do you have to be level 5?
Yeah, you shouldn't...
I mean, you should be able to get in there as I mean, the cemetery opens up at level 3. It opens up in the middle of level 3.
It opens up at, well, stat 11, which is the end of level 3, I think.
Oh, okay.
What is it? Level 4 begins at 3 squared plus 4, so 13. Says, yeah, you've got like 2 stat points before the end of level 3.
So, I mean, presumably the way it is now, you could conceivably get in there right at level 4. Unless there's something screwed up. Macarena says, shouldn't the position of the temporal rift in the past be moved too? Yeah, I think I did that, actually, in between when you wrote this and now. Luna Wolves Man also points to the eBay thing. Krell Moon says, eBay delisting virtual property from auctions of all WoW items and accounts down to Neopets. If you wait by the river long enough, the body of your enemy will float past. I don't know that that means that, I don't know that that means that, that we've beaten them somehow. Enemy Lasagna says, we don't actually get 7 adventures of bad luck. We get 6. The first one was always lost at the end of combat. Should this be happening? No. No. Elementary Penguin says, there should be a trophy for consuming 10 ultimate wads. Yeah. Barstool says he sincerely thinks that Fuzzle Faggot Ridge should be an area in the game. The name is highly entertaining. I think that would get us a little static.
Yeah, apparently faggot is entering the same realm as nigger in that it's, I've seen it referred to in publications now as F star 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 star, or even the F word. It's like, I think we already have one of those. Like the slightly longer F word that means gay, but that's...
Probably... The F-A-G-G-O-T word?
Maybe just the fag word.
They said it on The Simpsons.
Did
that was great.
Why would they say that?
No, Martin, the nerdy kid, was trying to rally the kids against the bullies, and he was like picking up all these sticks, and he's like, individually we are but twigs easily broken, but together we are one giant unstoppable faggot. Which I thought was pretty ballsy, but then they flashed the definition of faggot, a bundle of sticks, on the screen. Like, ah, you chicken shit. Gorblack says, if you use multiple munchies pills, say 5, will it add a bonus to the next 5 items you eat? I don't remember. Gorblax also says, what the crap is liniment? Scully?
Liniment is pretty much the same thing as ointment, as far as I can tell.
Yes, I agree. I concur.
I'm going to look it up, just in case there's some subtle difference between a liniment and an ointment. And I will report back.
Gorblax says, when the Jill O'Lantern shoots fiery beams out of her eyes, shouldn't she do hot and spooky damage? No. Nope, it's just hot.
Ah, I see.
Because she's a girl.
This is excellent. Liniment is a medicated topical preparation for application to the skin. Preparations of this type are also called balm. Liniments are of a similar viscosity to lotions, being significantly less viscous than an ointment or cream. But unlike a lotion, a liniment is applied with friction. That is, a liniment is always rubbed in. So I had no idea that a liniment, an ointment, a lotion, and a balm would be completely different things. But apparently there are important distinctions between them. Because knowledge is power.
Oh, War Junkie says, shouldn't Boris's key be Boris' key? Outcast says, I want to fight Jick. Tell him to fight me. Are you looking for a challenge? Istanbul says, at the risk of belaboring a point, any chance of mall functionality where if you search for an item then go to a store, it'll scroll right to that item? Huh. Is that always what you want, though?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, maybe so. The Devirginizer says, we can throw bricks, pies, and toilet paper, but we can't throw tomatoes. We keep meaning to make tomatoes into something that you can throw.
We should let people throw tomatoes.
Maybe that can be Jarlsberg's holiday. It's just the equivalent of that festival in Spain where they throw tomatoes at each other. Is it tomatoes? Or I think there's also another festival where they throw oranges at each other, which just seems like a good way to get your ass knocked out.
Maybe we should take a break.
All right.
Let's hope that the shit stays on connection. All right, play some... I'm going to go for like 12 minutes of soul coughing. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to go for 12 minutes of actual coughing by smoking.
All right, we will see you guys in a few minutes.
Why? All dolled up. house flying. This house was half my mind. I don't dispute the doubts you've outlined, but it's my right to waste your time. In these things, it stands to reason these things won't kill me. Your feelings, the spattering of poison.
Baby, 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 baby. birds keep on circling me.
Where were we on the questions?
We had just answered a question about throwing tomatoes.
Oh, man. We're all going to be reverby, feedbacky, because... There we go. I hadn't plugged my shit in.
Oh, man. Gleeb says, please relocate Asymmetric to Fuzzle Faggot Ridge. The last few shows have been some of the best. Because I wasn't here.
Sorry, it's the giant penis. It just... sucks all the quality out of the broadcast.
Maybe if you'd put some pants on, it would help.
I've heard a lot of people say that in my absence, they've really felt the absence of a giant prick.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. No, it's great. Enemy Lasagna says, is the game still in beta testing? Wouldn't it be more accurate to say it's in gamma testing? Yeah, no. And every time we get the gamma above a certain threshold, like, I turn green and grow to twice my original size and start hanging out at comic book conventions looking surly and not talking to anybody.
Did you not talk to Lou Ferrigno?
I didn't. He was just, like, the whole time, every time I saw him, he was just, like, sitting off somewhere, like, talking on a cell phone like he was really annoyed with somebody.
Huh. So when I went over to the booth, like, I had heard that he was slightly deaf, so I'd talked a little louder than I should, and I hope that it's true, because otherwise he was just wondering why I was shouting at him, but I said, hey, I grew up watching The Incredible Hulk, and you know, I dressed as you for Halloween when I was a kid and painted my whole body green. He's like, oh, that's so cool. I'm glad to meet a fan. And he's really friendly. I think Zlania had a similar encounter when she saw him in the elevator of our hotel.
In the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah.
No, I didn't ever actually try to talk to him. I was terrified of The Incredible Hulk when I was a kid, so I don't know that I ever actually watched an entire episode.
I didn't watch it very much.
Yeah.
Some.
Llama Mancer says, I just did some weird stuff trying to log in by accident, and I got the message, invalid challenge. What exactly was it I was trying to do? Well, if you have an old cached version of the login page, because... For security, we no longer submit passwords across the web in plain text. You have to... The login page, when you load it, will check out an authentication token from the database. They have a certain, like, lifetime so that they can't just, be used forever. Whenever you type your password, on your end it gets scrambled according to the authentication token, and then it scrambles your password on our end according to the authentication token and compares the scrambled versions. And if you have a token that's not valid anymore because it's like from yesterday and you left the login page sitting up there, then it doesn't know that until it starts. I'm hoping that there's a trick we can do to make that no longer happen. In that case, like if it detects an invalid challenge, that it automatically retrieves another one from the server without actually submitting. Because that would make it stop. That would make it work in a completely transparent and seamless way. That's just some little minor future refinement that I'm going to try and get Xenophobe to work on. Also, he says, any specific reason the price of Mr. A's is going down? When he first joined, they were about $4.75 million each, but now they're $4.25. Since there's a huge gap... the economy is in a state of deflation because our meat sinks are working.
Yeah, we're actually more pleased about that than upset.
Yep. Oh, blah. Since there's a huge gap between April and... Since there's a huge gap between April and Porktober, could we have some random Independence Days, like Cinco de Mayo, Martinus 5th, July 4th, Boer 4, and the Latvian Independence Movement, Petember 7th? It should be on Petember 1th. 1th? not Petember 7th. I don't know. Do we care about the Latvian independence movement?
Well, I support the Latvians and their independence movement. But
what's brown and sits on a piano bench?
Beethoven's fourth...
Beethoven's last movement. I guess it would probably be gray by now.
Yeah.
Monsieur says, how about being able to rearrange the order that your display case shelves appear in, just like you can with trophies? No, it's because of the way that works, it's completely different. Not something that I'm going to do. IBZ37 says, are the OxyCore rewards going to be different when NS13 rolls out? I could see why, but I personally am opposed to it. Thanks for making such an awesome game. Well, I mean, they won't be different. I mean, we might make them a little stronger.
Yeah, but we're not going to
be a lot harder.
We're not going to make totally new items or anything. No.
LSK says, why is Izzy the Lizard blurrier than everyone else in the Department of Shadowy Arts and Crafts? Because he's on drugs.
Yeah,
man.
And he's tweaking. He's moving so fast.
It's just because of the way that he was drawn and resized into that thing. It bugs me too, and I will one day fix it. Redraw him.
There is kind of a set of graphics in the game that appear to have been drawn with a different pen. But
yeah, at some point.
Or tarred with a different brush.
Hogulus suggests a grimoire item that we actually just coded exactly the way that he suggests it and exactly what it is today. So, Hogulus has been taking his Mr. Magnifico pills, or perhaps Mr. Magnifico was just preemptively taking his Hogulus pills.
Could be.
Oh, Whiskey Jack says, a level 30 trophy is a reference to the maximum level in the original Dragon Warrior for NES, or a coincidence? Just a coincidence. I never played that grindy-ass game up to that high a level. Oh, blah. Marlo says, hey, Jake, this past St. Sticky Pete's Day, I was trying out different Dungeon of Doom potions to get the drunkenness one and drank a Teleportitis one instead. Turns out Teleportitis overrides falling down drunk. Is this a bug or intentional? I mean, it wasn't intentional, but I wouldn't call it a bug either.
45 minutes left, dude.
What?
Yeah, nothing.
No, I think he's just trying to cover up the door.
Yeah, but I mean...
You said there's only like 45 minutes left? Or
of the show. I mean, yeah. So if he's trying to cover it for our benefit, I don't think there's much point.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are 45 minutes left.
I just saw Hot Stuff with a roll of duct tape between his legs and decided I didn't want any of what he was settling.
Didn't want any of what he was
selling. Peddling and selling, which is settling, apparently.
Yeah. Or pelling.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Cub says, any chance of us getting a skill that converts HP into MP? I think that'd be kind of cool, because MP is more useful than HP, so you'd have to make the HP loss much greater than the game. Yeah, I mean, yeah, MP is a lot harder to get than HP at this point, and, like...
HP is not hard to regenerate, though.
Yeah, there are plenty of things that heal all of your HP.
Yeah, so...
But we've moved away from anything restoring all of your MP. But Drunk on Punk says, this makes no sense. Why does the you've already read that today, your attention span is waning message still appear after you've already learned everything there is to learn from a manual? Well, you read it. You have to read it to determine that you've already learned everything there is to learn from it.
Yeah.
How would you know if you didn't, you know, reread it? So you have reread it, and it's still boring if you try and reread it again. The random one says, hey, Jake, I always sort my equipment by power, and it makes it nigh impossible to find a specific accessory. How about a separate account option to select how to sort them? Yeah, I was actually thinking about making that just not apply to accessories, because they don't have a visible power. Yeah. Plus, I always sort my equipment by power, and I can never find any of my accessories either, so I'm just going to make that not like that anymore. Wow, I just about dumped a whole glass of beer into my keyboard.
Awesome.
That would have been exciting.
That would have been exciting for all your future typing.
Yep. And the future of the show. The really big show. Really big show. Swords Dancer says, since we have elemental files, e.g. the file of coldness, is there any way we could have elemental fails? Is fail funny if you spell it with a PH? For some reason?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I like, you know, I can't, the epic fail thing is kind of funny. You know? Describing something as epic fail. I can see how that's, you know, a meme that took off. But P-H-A-I-L.
Yeah,
I
but I don't think, yeah, you don't need the P-H to emphasize it.
Isn't P-H-I-A-L and kind of an arcane spelling for
vile.
Vile?
Vile, yeah.
I thought it was vile.
Well, yeah, for vile, but...
No, like vile and disgusting. Yeah. Gorblack says, you should implement a crazy bitch sword, which functions as a less powerful crazy bastard sword, but doubles in power 3 to 5 days a month. Yeah,
that would be popular.
That'd get us not any criticism at all from Gracious Symbols. We love you, Gracious Symbols. Once NS 13 rolls out, we should be prompted to save King Ralph the 13th. Yeah. He wants to know, in the Arbitrator, the smarmy pirate asks him to ask you to tell him who you think is the saltiest old sea dog to ever sail the 11 seas. Can you name all 11? Well, can you, Mr. Skullhead?
What, 11 seas?
Yeah.
Well, there's the first sea, the second sea, the third sea, fourth sea, the fifth sea, the sixth sea, the seventh sea, the eighth sea, the ninth sea, the tenth sea, and the 11th sea.
Oh.
I mean, the cartographers were not known for their creativity in Kingdom of the Lily.
Right, yeah.
There was the Holy Sea.
Holy Sea.
The papal office is referred to as the Holy Sea, S-E-E.
Oh, S-E-E?
Yeah. That may be a bunch of bull, though. The Catholic jokes are just not going to hit in this crowd.
Yeah.
A bunch of bull, yeah.
Like the papal bull.
Papal bull.
The edict.
I don't know what that actually is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Neptune Izzy says, we want Feely Packs. We want Feely Packs. Or at least I do. When are they going to be in the store? We could do that pretty much at any point.
As soon as Lainey is ready to deal with it.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to her next time I see her online and see. Another irritating reminder / pestering message. Pickpocketing, auto attack, go! Yes. Indeed. There should be a tower monster that's defeatable with a grouchy, restless spirit that is a little girl that is definitely not vomiting pea soup. I don't know that that's really follows.
I think the grouchy, restless spirit could have an enemy that's a little girl watching a television tuned to a blank channel. I could see that a little bit more.
We could describe it as the color of the sky above the port. Mm-hmm. Oatgan says, any chance of us being able to assemble some wisecracking robot friends at the Nomad Camp? No, they use those special parts to control when their movies start and end, so you can't build anything out of those. Hagula suggests Kickback Cookbook plus Chaos Butterfly equals Anarchist's Cookbook. Enemy Lasagna says, is the green glow stick meant to do and have the same description as the orange one? I think we forgot to write that. Did I at least change the color in the description? I'm kind of guessing that I did not.
Huh. I think my wife was on the laptop when you were doing that, or I would have offered to write a description. It's also not marked public.
Oh.
The plural is orange glow sticks.
Yeah, neat.
I'll play around with that a little bit.
Go and take care of that, yeah.
You did change the color to green in the description, though.
Okay. O'Grady says, I saw a History Channel thing about Schlitz. That's awesome. Mm. O'Grady says, according to Jumpstart Typing, I could type over 2,500 words a minute. When I was 8, I figured out the algorithm they used to calculate words and realized you could achieve a lot by just holding down the J key. Huh.
Have you played QWERTY Warriors?
No.
There's some little flash game where you're a little guy standing in the middle of a battlefield and enemies approach you from all sides and they have words over their head and you have to type the word to kill the enemy.
I've played a version of that. I turned the difficulty up all the way the first time I played it just to see.
Yeah.
And I made it a ways before I got killed.
I actually hurt myself playing it because there's something compelling about typing random words when it leads to the firing of a gun and things blowing up.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed Typer Shark, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played that one.
You also get some good Dada-esque poems out of it, you know, like ironic. Night, basin, butterfly.
Dude.
Okay, continue.
That's not Dada-esque. It's a perfectly grammatically correct sentence.
Is it? There's no verb.
What? Basin. It's short for free basin.
I joined the free basins for a while. initiation ceremony was tough.
Fred Levi says, Happy Monday, Jake Andor, Scully, Riff, Hot Stuff, Andor, Xeno. Today, Nintendo gives us four games, including Mario Kart 64 for Virtual Console. I had a lot of fun with Mario Kart 64, did you? I never played it.
Oh, hot shit.
I'm still not sold on buying Nintendo 64 games on the Wii.
Yeah, I'm getting there after playing a bunch of them on my perfectly legal ROM setup, just because the most fun games for the N64 were the ones for four players.
Right.
And that's kind of tough to pull off on a laptop.
I need one of those, I need one of the classic controllers, I think, if I'm going to do any of that. Although, no, you know what? Actually, my Wavebirds will work with the Wii.
Yeah, they said the only games that... The only virtual console games that won't work with the classic controller are the TurboGrafx games. And then only some of those, so...
Huh.
So the GameCube controller should work.
This is interesting. Cyan220 says, have you seen that the Vitalectrics people who make the Homestar Runner games have made them available on the Wii? I know you don't care since you don't have yours, but if you did have yours, would you care? Oh, since I don't have my Wii. Well, that just leads me to believe, again, that you can port Flash games to the Wii pretty easily, apparently.
Yeah.
So, yes. I wonder if there are... I mean, are they selling them? Like... What does that mean, has made them available on the Wii? Because I would assume that you could play them... I don't know if the Wii browser supports
I
Flash.
I also wonder if they're... If they were entirely coded in Flash, or just to use Flash as... what allows you to play it in a browser. Although I don't know enough about any of that to make an educated guess...
Can tell you what I hate about the Wii, and it's the Wii's website.
Really?
So
yeah.
At one point I did find a link that had the Virtual Console and all of the games in their release schedule, and I can't find it again because their site is so goddamn hard to navigate. And I keep waving my hand in front of my monitor and nothing happens.
Jade Dragon Peace says, the beach got bigger. What dastardly plot have you got planned now? Well, you know, we just needed some stuff. For room. Beach.
Oh, they also just put Legend of Zelda Link to the Past on the Virtual Console.
Sweet. Maybe I can play that and actually finish it now.
You never finished it?
No.
Wow. Is that because you're an epic fail?
I guess so.
It's something like that makes sense for, like, my wife. Even though I have the ROM for that, and I have the controller and everything, she's right. Never going to play it on a computer.
Yeah. Yep. How much do they cost, though?
I think the Super Nintendo games cost, like, $5 or $6, and the N64 games cost $10.
Huh.
I think it's, like, $8.
I pay $5. Alan36S says, what is Jick talking about today? Same thing Jick's talking about every day, Alan36S. Having sex with people's moms. Mm. Enter the Wumpa says, whenever you start seriously testing for NS13, will the profiles of the testers be hidden again? I suspect that most of the serious testing for NS13 is going to be done with the devsters, so they're already hidden.
Yeah.
Man, the level 11 quest, so close. So close to done. And the level 12 quest is going to be so much less work than the level 11 one comparatively. It'll be like a field day. Oh, yeah, Jill Bob is saying, if it hasn't already, not sure if I've ascended any characters since the disappearance of Crimbo. You saved Uncle Crimbo needs to be moved from completed quests to other accomplishments, please, and thanks. Wait. Yeah, okay, that's true. Walla Walla 23 says, there are four people on the radio representing nature's constant simultaneous four-day time cube. You are too educated, stupid to accept it. Do chat effects stack? No. There are only three of us because we didn't have enough splitters. And chat effects do, well, some of them can only fire one at a time. That's a very confusing way of saying that. Kozlos says, as Kozlos always says, you better believe it. uh,
Foggy says, eBay has said they will stop allowing auctions for virtual items such as in WoW or KOL. How happy does that make you? P.S. It was great meeting you and Hot Stuff after the mystery hunt. Well, it was great meeting you, Foggy. And thanks again for that puzzle, because that was 10 pounds of awesome on 5 pounds.
No, I'm so sad I missed out on that. I mean, Duck Poker was fun, but wasn't a KOL.
Riff was off following the complicated instructions the entire time we were actually working on that puzzle. Although our part of it only took a couple minutes, because by the time I started looking up the... It took like maybe 10 minutes to write the thing to just search them all. I figured that would be quicker than using the KOL wiki or whatever. I guess those must have all been Googleable.
Or else, I mean, if you were a player, you'd probably recognize the majority of them.
I wonder if there was one player on every team.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, because they were big teams, and MIT people seem to be the sort of people who would have a higher proportion of KOL players than other groups. So I would be surprised if out of a group of 40 MIT kids, there wasn't at least one KOL player.
Yeah. I guess especially kids, MIT kids, who are the ones that are especially into puzzles.
Yeah.
Not that our game is particularly puzzly. It's getting better. Level 11 quest. Crazy shit, man.
Indeed.
Crazy shit. Enter the Wumpa says, after you finish the show, chant this to yourself, chick. I'm in Ur Fuzzle Faggot Ridge. Upload an Ur radio show. Hot Stuff has to upload it, not me. Because I can no longer convert bitrates on stuff. And I refuse to install goddamn iTunes. NeoVO01 says, some other KOL users and I have noticed that the beach has grown in size, and we're assuming it's prep for NS13. Can you shed any other light on the matter? Nope. That's exactly what it is. Dart Vadar says, Surround, when will the NS level 13 take place? Well, probably Surround April.
Yeah, because we'll want to be back before we start loading it in. But
that's probably true.
But I expect we'll have it all. I bet we'll have it in testing before we get back.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So I mean, we might even have it in testing by the end of February.
Yeah. I would like for there to be a month of testing.
Yeah.
Because
we want to be very careful with this because since we're starting the leaderboards over. And we're doing a lot of things that are going to heavily change that scene. We don't want to have to go back later and fix things that are going to cause the leaderboards to change again.
Yep.
So we want to get it all right first time out this time.
The other guy says, why did the Radio Free Regalia get pulled out of circulation? We like to do that every once in a while.
Just to mess with you.
Mushroom Person says, will there ever be a custom item form? Never. Ponjo says, hey, Jake, how do you pronounce tofurkey? I pronounce it jasmine. I don't remember. I think that was from some, like, fish newsletter that my first girlfriend in college, she was this huge fish fan, and she subscribed to some kind of fish newsletter, and every time the newsletter came out, there was somebody asking how they pronounced the name of some song, and they just always had some smart-ass answer, and the one was Jasmine. Nightly Ninju says, Jick & Co., will the novelty button glow stick set continue, or the novelty button glow stick setup continue through the next few Sneaky Pete's days? Cheers. Oh, probably.
I mean, unless we think of something else to do. I wouldn't say this one kind of snuck up on us, but...
Yeah.
Well, actually, I probably would say that.
Kalfbayer says, you know, a good thing to cook would be a brick and a lemon to make a lemon square, which you break your teeth on. Just a thought. What's a lemon square?
It's sort of not exactly a cookie.
The things that are like kind of like fudge, except... Like the consistency of like dry, hard fudge, but... I like those things.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I've never imagined breaking my teeth.
I don't generally like the texture of them much, but I like the flavor.
They're like meringue. Mm. Scissorblade says, are Jick and Phoenix planning to have any kids? No, I feel that my wife Phoenix would be angry if I had kids with somebody else.
Especially somebody who couldn't spell.
You know, maybe someday, Scissor Blades. Why, are you interested in being one of our kids? MintBacon876 says, ever wonder why George Lucas wanted to kill off Mace Windu? I think he should have just lived and been hidden in Yoda's swamp. You know, he could have been that monster that ate R2-D2.
I think what happened is, what you don't see is they take his brain out and they put it in the torture droid in Jabba's palace.
Oh.
Yeah. Or actually, he becomes Jabba the Hutt. Once they rebuild him, he just can't stop eating.
We can make him larger, greasier. We have the technology.
Queen Arya 7 says, goofball withdrawal sucks. I'm sorry, Queen Arya 7 says, goofball withdrawal sucks. So I recommend that you just don't drawl when you're taking a goofball.
Yep. Irish Pride with Firepower says, if this has been explained, I'm sorry, but what happened to your avatar? That question was directed at Jick, and you will probably be confused by this message, seeing as it is a correction of another message, which seems to be at least 11% of all your messages anyway. I don't know what you're talking about. Did something happen to my avatar? Manage your avatars. Oh, I see. I turned on my regular avatar to test something a long time ago, and then I turned myself into a disco bandit to test something else a couple weeks ago. Anyway, I'm back. Metal Kirby 777 says, hey, Jit and crew, I am a new player and veteran of other MMORPGs. I find your fresh humor mixed with unique quests and story invigorating and bluntly awesome. Keep it up, guys. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Band 1504 says, what is your view on what happiness? Like, is it the most good for the most people, or is it the most pleasure an individual can get? I don't know. I've always thought that, like, sort of utilitarian, you know, kind of greatest good for the greatest amount of people, as long as it doesn't hurt me. That's kind of my philosophy.
Right. I never quite understood the utilitarianism debate in my philosophy classes, because they would say that in order to do utilitarianism at all, you have to consider every possible angle so that you can be sure that you have the best good, and so if you were truly committed to the philosophy, you would never do anything, because you'd be too busy considering, like, well, this would be kind of good for this guy and somewhat good for that dude over there.
It's a really silly argument.
Yeah, because it seems to me you make your best guess, and the intention is what's the important thing.
Just because there's a lot of factors to consider doesn't make you unable to make a decision.
Yeah, but then my philosophy class was less a class devoted to the study of philosophy and more a class devoted to five pricks talking about how smart they were. So,
Band 1504 has been taken as the gun run pills. have you ever been to college, and were you ever in band? Yes, we all graduated from college, and I was in band in junior high and high school. I played the tenor saxophone.
Not I. I play no instruments.
I played the trumpet.
I was a theater guy.
You had to be in marching band to be in high school band, and I just was not in any kind of shape to be marching around playing a trumpet. So I became a choir fag.
The Doominator says, I fake cried my way out of detention today, and I'm addicted to hentai. Will my life get any more screwed up? Probably.
Indubitably.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
Is hentai, like, what does hentai actually mean? Because I think of it as being like manga porn.
Yeah.
Okay. Does hentai anime?
The word literally means like perverted, I think.
I see. So just any sort of Japanese porn is hentai? Or is it all, it just drawn in the regular manga/anime style porn?
Yeah, and therefore people use the Japanese term for it. I think, yeah, it's like the word hentai means perverted, so a Japanese person might refer to another person as being hentai, but the more specific use of it is to refer to anime and manga porn. Unless I'm incorrect, which might be the case.
Antipode says, fake vomit should be a throwable item like bricks and TP if the player is over 30 drunk. Just saying. Hogulus has again been taking his Hogulus pills. Any plans to make the inside of Cobb's Knob open up like Spooky Raven Manor, rather than keeping it hidden until the council tells you about it, at which point you inexplicably know of its existence? Surisi says, what are some of your best ownage, or pwnage, if you swing that way, stories? I don't know that I've ever pwnt anything interesting.
Or anyone.
Moonshay asks, hey guys, I'm hoping to attend KOLCon 3, assuming there will be one. Can you guys make something official fairly early so I know to request the days off from work in advance?
I think you missed KOLCon 3.
Yeah, you're probably talking about KOLCon 4. And I just said KOLCon.
And
K-O-L.
You did it because Riff did.
I know.
And what's up with that, Riff?
I don't know. Is that a faux pas around here?
Indeed.
I don't know.
Indeed it is. I don't know. I've just never seen that as... I'm more of a KOL rather than Cole. Cole sounds... It seems
random to me. I mean, I call the game KOL, but when it's used as part of a larger word like that, I can't see separating out the letters of the first half of it, but pronouncing.
I mean, I do. I would say like KOL Lumbus, I think.
And I have, and yeah. KOL Tamor, and KOL Modi. I think that's just more my refusal to accept
I'll
that.
I'll say Cole Modi.
I won't.
Although I almost always just refer to him as KMD.
Right.
Actually, or Kmodi. Because I'm all about pronouncing my acronyms. I almost got in trouble, like, on my third day at Intel, because I asked my boss if there was any way of knowing which acronyms you were supposed to say and which ones you were supposed to pronounce, and I just randomly picked one off of a list that I was looking at, and I'm like, you know, is this FCPGA or FCPGA? And she just kind of looked at me weird. Didn't think it was funny, because it wasn't about her dogs. Poncho says, hey guys, are you going to stomp out the multis from your typo tonight? Radio Vugbear, the level 1 lemming trampler. You know what? You can have it.
Well, after you said Radio Bugbear, I had to post Radio Vugbear.
I had already posted a correction, though, so.
Hey, Kid Icarus is a playable character in Super Smash Bros. Dojo. And
really?
So is Seamus.
Seamus.
Seamus. Samus?
Huh.
Samus without her suit on.
Samus. Huh. What about the floating head of the doctor from Brain Age?
That's the only
way that I would play the new Smash Brothers game. Necronic Sherbet Knight says, we're not in anarchy. Much ponders. Discworldian says, for Europe, it's 3 a.m. when the JNS show is on. Okay, so it's going to be 5 a.m., I guess. Istanbul says, not to be an ungrateful butthole, but this Sneaky Pete's Day, the reward is kind of repetitive. No actual new functionality, just a color difference. At least the traffic cones offer different kinds of resistance. Or have I missed some kind of amazing new thing? Eh. But, you know, we're...
The traffic cones did different stuff?
Yeah, they had different resistances, I think, depending on what color they were. Yeah. Flash Gordon says, how many writers work for Asymmetric? How many people work on content for KOL? Well, that's the second question is a little harder to answer. Almost all of the writing is Scully and me and Riff. And Xenophobe periodically will... like, if a single effect needs to go in or something, if there's something that he's working on, and, you know, sometimes he'll throw a little bit of content in. Hot Stuff wrote, hello, would you like to go for a white in my hot wad? Right? I mean, so, you know, there are a lot... The people who work on the content is kind of different than people who work on the writing, I would say. You know, all of us plus Hot Stuff and a lot of the people on the dev team. You know our suggestions come from a lot of different places. aha. I am being checked in wit on the radio. Istanbul says, please don't decrease the maximum number of combat rounds. Especially if you're a new player, you sometimes run very close to that limit in the Naughty Sorceress fight. Well, you know. We would still have her be an exception, anyway. Invariel says, how about having the guild member of your class say, I have nothing for you to do right now. Name might. Go bug him. Huh.
That's a very good idea.
Have him say something if you actually can get the quest from the other guy. Hogula says, link to that thing where some guy dressed up as a wizard and gave random people quests, please. I don't have any idea, dude.
It was an article on The Escapist, I think.
Ah.
Past that, I can't tell you.
All right, it was. Aramai says, Stronghold comes to mind. That was a fun one. And Ponjo says, Jake, if you like defense games, search for StarCraft V on Google. That's a great defense game. There was no StarCraft V. PyGuy259 says, there should be an effect that makes everything in the kingdom appear to be called Larry, as in you, Larry, Larry, and the Larry with your Larry for 40 Larry.
Pervert.
Never Here says, have you ever heard of Outpost? No. Heard of Outland, that movie
Outpost
with Sean Connery where some
familiar.
Guy exploded into his helmet.
I don't know what it is.
I've heard of Outland, the comic by Berkeley Breathed.
Where Opus's ass keeps falling off?
Yeah.
Mask of Noob says, in the Reach Out and Offend Someone adventure, you spend 15 meat on the calls. What if you don't have that 15 meat? Does it appear in the change slot? Yeah, of course. From the last guy, who thought he called somebody but actually didn't. Oatgen says, have you seen the trailer for the Aqua Teen movie? It's at kingcolon.com.
Ugh.
I don't know. How excited are you about that, Mr. Scully?
Wow, you know, the only thing that's better than 15 minutes of Aqua Teen Hunger Force would be 90 minutes of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I don't know. I mean, I watched them, and I liked some of them a lot, and Carl is funny, but for an hour and a half? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Carl is funny. And I think the milkshake is funny. I mean, just being an asshole all the time is funny.
Ah, now we understand you.
Well, you know. King James says, I love your Bible, by the way. Have you considered adding some sort of secondary resource like meat to the kingdom, such as poultry, that has use in quests only and can be traded for real meat?
No. That's fucking eerie.
But yeah, we were talking about something almost exactly like that earlier today. This is weird, man. Puzzle Faggot Ridge must be at some sort of nexus in time and space, and everything we say and do here just gets broadcast out on the ether waves. Weird. Maledictus got really into the asparagus piss thing. Necrophage says, I submit that when you have the Tiki Lighter equipped, it should occasionally append Freebird to your chat text. That's kind of funny. Enter the Wumpa says, speaking of memes, I really think somebody needs to make a picture of that owl lying dead on the ground with a knife sticking out of it. The subtext would say, not really.
That would just be enabling it. I have to admit that that's entered my casual conversation in real life.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Yeah.
No,
it didn't help that there's an airport in France that's called... It's probably Orly or Orly or something, but it's spelled O-R-L-Y, so... Every time we went into the metro, we're like, hey, can we take this train to O'Reilly? And we were kept waiting for some French person to say, yeah, really, or we really, but they never did.
Or we, as their dad, because they were somehow bilingual. Or we, da stimpt, or we, true dat. I'd been doing the whole da stimpt, as their dad. Show enough, true dat. progression. I want to learn how to say that in a bunch of languages, too.
There's that website that'll teach you how to say, I can eat broken glass, it does not harm me, in like every possible language.
I remember that. I wanted to do the same thing, but for I don't know what words mean, because I feel like that's a lot more useful as a phrase, but still funny. Yeah, you know, between you and my wife, who also went to Paris once, I'm no longer excited about my anniversary / honeymoon.
Well, the show at the Moulin Rouge was awesome. And
can you get an absinthe at the Moulin Rouge?
No. You can have... I don't know what all you can have, because all we got was what was included, because we're poor.
You can't have absinthe?
Yeah, you probably could take it before you... get to the Moulin Rouge.
Why can't you get absinthe?
I don't know.
It's not even illegal to sell there, is it?
No, it's legal to own it. And if you're the proprietor of an absinthe bar, it's legal to sell it. Now, I enjoyed myself in Paris. It just was It would have been better in the summer, and if I wasn't worried about money the whole time. So, since you're going in the summer,
yeah, 2 weeks from now in the summer,
yeah.
I don't know. Jusano says, "What do you think about the killing of Barbarui the horse?" I think it's something I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was a horse that won the Kentucky Derby, and they put it down.
How come?
Because it was rabid.
Said something about somebody's mom.
A rabid horse.
And it would just stay at home and talk on its CB. It could also talk. Yeah, I watched the Kentucky Derby once with my friend Charlie because it's apparently a big deal in people who come from Kentucky. And so, like, we came over to his house. We were instructed to dress formally and we drank mint juleps and sat around talking, waiting for the derby to start. And it's like, okay, it's about to start. We all gather around the TV. And it lasts, I think, 30 seconds. Maybe a minute. And then that's it. And then you continue drinking mint juleps until you fall over.
But wow.
It's just the most non... What's the word? Underwhelming sporting event I've ever seen, I guess.
Non-underwhelming?
Non-underwhelming.
Non-anti-underwhelming? You were anti-un-nonplussed.
Yep.
Momoka says, if the keys are to be quest items, will the Daily Dungeon still drop the accessories in Room 10, Brett Spray, et al.? Probably. Zalef says, unless I'm wrong, why are there no mimes in KOL?
Because we hate them?
Yeah, but we hate hippies, and there are hippies. Yeah,
because the mime filleters have filleted them all.
Right.
Nah.
Slavik says, what is he? Also, please sort the effects in uneffect.php and charsheet.php in the same way they are in charpain.php, i.e. ordered by turns remaining. Huh. And I guess if that's the way you're used to looking at them, that's probably what you're going to want in the Soft Green Echo Eyedrop Antidote Tulip Tent.
Anecdote.
Amplidote. Okay. Slavok says, another, when one has over three accordion thief buffs, they get the too many songs in head intrinsic for the number of turns you have greater than three songs in your head. The effect of this, two or three of your current... Whoa, Christ. Moonshae, I think something happened. Wow, weird. I have no idea where the rest of that comment is. Marasona says, what do you think is better, RuneScape or World of Warcraft? World of Warcraft. Moonshae says, Mash the Movie to me was a million times better than the show. I like the show, but they're totally different. And then he says that again 1,000 times.
Sweet.
Then said, sorry about that. I don't know why. I just kept sending and sending. Lag is really fucking up my chat. Okay. Slavik says, AT buffs fire off each adventure, and maybe a mysticality reduction because you have a headache, or just something more interesting than you already have too many songs stuck in your head. Yeah. We wouldn't be able to do anything too interesting without it also being kind of abusable. Reverend Noodleyson says, Chicken Company, what happened last Friday, which I have dubbed Magenta Friday, that broke clans? You know, I don't know. Something happened during rollover that just corrupted that table, and we had to run a table repair on it. And it seemed to have pretty much completely fixed it, and it hasn't happened again since. So, I have no idea what happened. Fineldar says, why isn't there a clover adventure in the haunted bedroom that drops lots of food items from the kitchen? Yum, old breakfast in bed. Well, none of the food items from the kitchen are really breakfast foods. There's the Tupperware leftovers, which I guess you could eat for breakfast. There's Popskull, which you certainly shouldn't be having for breakfast.
Yes, you certainly should.
Momoka says, after NS13, will you jump straight into NS15 or start working on some other project, KOL otherwise? KOL or otherwise. It'll probably be at least a couple of years before NS15, after NS13. Morisona says, can you lower how much meat the leprechaun gets you? I mean, it's kind of stupid how giants give you so much meat that when you have a level 25 leprechaun, that without it, you have to kill two giants. I agree. So, sure. Everybody, Morisona has just suggested that we nerf leprechauns. So, when that happens, Morisona's idea.
Moonshay says a donut at Dunkin' Donuts is 69 cents.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, I apologize then. Dollars to donuts makes perfect sense now.
King James says, as a summary, do we have permission to sell labor on eBay? I'm willing to give you a cut if you would endure. Wow, there are so many words spelled wrong in that sentence that I can't even. Cake Zula says, don't you think they could come? They could think of a better name for dickhole than the urinary meatus? Yeah. No,
yeah, dickhole.
Yeah.
That one works pretty
dick,
good.
I like dick eye. I think dick eye is my favorite. I mean, that's pretty much just what I think of it as.
Dick eye dead?
Like dick dead. Eye sniper.
Suri C says, what's with the extension on the beach? It's been working out. It ordered that brochure about getting itself kicked into the face of a wimp.
Right.
And, yeah, it's much stronger now. Hogula says, you definitely haven't moved the temporal rift in the past. Okay, what that probably means is that I haven't pushed the temporal rift in the past out to the live servers. So I'm a fitting to do that now. No, I'm not, because I forgot my password. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ah, okay, it worked that time. Wow. That's not working at all. A caps lock on or something. That was weird. Okay, I'll look at it later. Looking at questions. Fineldar says, since E3 is no longer, could you go to one of the smaller ones as asymmetric publications? I don't know. We're doing Comic-Con, you know, which is kind of like that. I don't know. I haven't ever looked at, like, I thought about exhibiting at PAX. That's kind of our scene.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Did you go to PAX last year?
I didn't. I sent my wife. But I had been traveling too much, and I just kind of was tired of it, and I didn't want to go.
Yeah, cause the first year I really enjoyed it. The second year, I spent so little time there that... And the reason why I spent so little time there was it wasn't any fun to be in that space.
Yeah, the first time, you know, there was the tabletop stuff that we just, it was real friendly and not very crowded, and we were able to just kind of wander around and play some games with people and stuff. You know, and then the other stuff was like, we know we didn't want to go to the LAN party or whatever, or the Halo tournament or whatever, but like, you could still go around and see stuff, and I like, at the second one, I couldn't, we wanted to go to the, like, free play console room, right, but then couldn't figure out where, like, who you were supposed to talk to about getting a game or whatever. Like, we knew that there were places for us to play video games, but just kind of didn't, you know. I don't know. I got to say, the second one, I was actually able, in the exhibition hall, to play some games.
Right.
You know, by actually talking to the people who worked at the booths and stuff. The first time, I would, like, stand and wait in line forever. Even though that guy from Microsoft, the Microsoft Game Studio, was like, hey, a bunch of us play your game. It's awesome. You know, like... I was like, oh, cool. I want to play this demo of Fable. And he was like, yeah, come talk to me. We'll get you there. But, like, he wasn't there the next time I went. And, like, all right, so we're demoing these video games, and there's no one kicking people off of the fucking consoles. So, like, somebody, the first guy who just gets there and plays it for an hour is just preventing everybody else from playing.
All they really needed to do was just have a timer on the console to reset it.
Yeah.
It would make sense. I wonder if...
Or have a timer built into the demo.
I wonder if it won't be worth going to this year, though.
It's in a much, much larger space, yeah.
It seems like every year they have to kind of figure out what they're doing, and maybe this year will be similar enough to last year that they'll have figured it out last year.
Right.
You know, they'll be able to take what they learned last year and make it good this year.
I mean, I don't think... I think that the second one was probably more of a success for most people than the first one was, right?
Right.
I didn't like it as much because it wasn't, like, my kind of thing going on.
Right.
I was really, like, because the tabletop stuff was just not at all accessible. It was all in these kind of back rooms, and it was, like, there didn't seem to be any, like, just sort of open free play area where you could just kind of dick around. Like, you know, the first year, there were all these, like, pickup games at Munchkin and stuff going on all the time, but none of that happened. And then last year, all the tabletop stuff was in a totally different building. which I guess at this convenience store that they're having it in this year.
That's going to be awesome.
The convention center, rather. They're going to have more room, and they'll be able to actually put the tabletop stuff in a large enough space for it. It also got kind of rank. A lot of people just, you know, went and sort of stayed there for 72 hours without sleeping, and more importantly, without showering.
Yeah.
And, you know, just sucking down the balls left and right.
Yeah.
You mean the drink, right?
Yes. Yes, I do. Macho Boy says, on Thursday's show, Riff said y'all should make custom Canadian quarters with a sword and martini guy on them. A more affordable option might be Mardi Gras doubloons.
Hmm. Well, I mean, we already found a... We found a place on the net that does custom coins fairly cheaply. It ended up being, like, less than a buck a coin, I think, and they were big-ass coins.
Big-ass coins.
Yeah, so... But, I mean, we don't really have a good reason to do so.
Yeah. We will, though. We will, though. Yeah. With NS13, there is definitely a coiny kind of thing going in that we can... it'll be fun as a prop, too, because of the way that it's written.
You know what else we could get made from him? Although, I wonder if it would give us problems in copyright. Is you could make... you could have them make the two-headed... Liberty half dollar with the scratches in the one side, like Two-Face uses in the Batman comics.
With the scratches in one side.
Yeah, it was like one side was normal and the other side was also a head, but it had like gouges in it.
Huh.
Like he knifed it or something.
Hmm.
And that was how he made all this. Didn't you ever read Batman comics?
No.
Or see any Batman movies?
Yeah.
Faggoty superhero comics. I like comics about monsters terrorizing towns and then, you know, like some plucky reporter killing them, not some homo in tights.
I never read a lot of superhero ones either, but the few superhero ones I've read, other than stuff that's like total reimagining of the superhero formula, like The Authority or The Watchmen and stuff like that, almost all of the normal superhero comics I've read have been Batman.
Hmm. We're seeing if the next DJ is ready. J Dragon P says, I'd like to point out that HP to MP is broken by the presence of Cocoon. So does Istanbul, which, yes, that's exactly why. We probably will never do an HP to MP conversion. Invariel says, there's already an item that gives MP at the cost of HP, the Jumbo Dr. Lucifer. Right, but it takes up a fullness, so nobody is ever going to use that in serious play.
Right.
Nithorn says, there's a spelling error on the Poison Oak trading card. Mean for mankind should be meant for mankind. Thought you might want to know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. All right, are we ready to go?
Just about.
Discworldian says, so Discovery Channel was doing a documentary about furries last night. I'm very scared right now.
Oh, Discworldian had the best haircut
I've ever seen, by the way.
Did they
do it as, like, a nature documentary?
In their natural habitat.
The two furries. And...
Yeah, Discworldian's hair. Make a point of checking that out if you happen to run into her. She has a... It looked like she was wearing a red velvet headband. And then had kind of shoulder-length hair.
Hmm.
But, in fact, it was shaved into her head to make it look like she was wearing a headband.
Oh, weird.
So she had this little headband made out of hair that she could dye different colors.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it looked really cool.
Hogulus says, don't forget to upload tonight's pod slit. Oh, we won't. I'll make hot stuff do that. Istanbul says, finally, before rollover, I must ask, could you play It's So Loud in Here by They Might Be Giants as your outro? Sure. Got that queued up. And so, all right, kids, we're going to leave you in the capable hands of the DJ whose name I don't actually know, who I'm sure is great, coming up. And we'll see you Thursday, maybe. I'm not positive that we're going to be anywhere that we can do the show at the time when it happens.
Yeah. And I'll... See you in probably 2 weeks from today when I'll finally be back in Phoenix.
Bye, everybody.
Bert.
no sound in here.